Okay, mic check.
Two.
We're going live in 20.
20 what? Is my hair okay?
This is radio.
This is radio? I want my coffee. Where's Tina?
Bye, Tina. It was her first day.
Screw Tina! She botched my damn makeup.
This is radio.
This is radio? What's my line?
You're currently listening to?
I'm currently listening to what?
Dickhead Radio.
You are currently listening to
Dickhead Radio.
Dickhead!
Welcome to 111.23 FM Dickhead Radio, the station with super variety, mega assortment, ultra diversity, multifariousness, and nano duo multiplicity.
It's wild!
Dickhead Radio is the station to change the way you listen to radio stations. We've got audio traveling on frequencies that you can't even hear with your own face. We've got one metric fuckton of special guests loading our microphone with their streaming hot voice cannons, filling our speakers with their five-star talent juice, ready to beam their celebrities directly into your unsuspecting earhole. Here at Dickhead Radio, we're introducing to you for the first ever debut time our exclusive must-hear ad-free workday, where we chock your unsuspecting face buds with free ads at work all day. Here at Dickhead Radio, we've scoured the globe to find you the most freshly baked, piping hot tunes that will infiltrate your mind and make you shit your pants.
It's wild!
We've got a fantastic assortment of songs for you today, ranging from songs like this.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
To songs like this.
I also have a feeling that tonight's also gonna be a good night. That tonight's also gonna be a good night.
And everything in between. So buckle up, hold on tight, seat yourself at the very edge of your seat, because it's gonna be a wild, wild ride.
It's wild!
And now a word from our sponsors.
Dickhead!
Get ready for the feel-good hit of the summer. The game the United Nations doesn't want you to play. Call of Gun, Modern Bullets 3. Modern Bullets 3 is two-thirds more modern than Modern Bullets 1.
We're overpowered. We need more bullets.
One-third more modern than Modern Bullets 2.
We're not as overpowered as we were before, but nevertheless, still overpowered.
If you still have Modern Bullets 2, shoot it with this, because it ain't modern no more.
These newer, more modern bullets seem pretty recent.
This game has more awardments than you can poke a trophy at. In fact, you just got an awardment for listening to this ad.
I just got myself into level 1900 by shooting my bullet rod on the GamerNet.
New weapons, the bullet gun, the double bullet gun, the sawn-off super bullet gun, and has so much testosterone that your body will grow tits.
Tits are awesome!
Get it this summer before it gets you. Call of Gun, Modern Bullets 3.
My family!
Dickhead Radio.
I kissed a girl and I liked it. The taste of her cherry chapstick. I kissed a girl just to try it. Hope my boyfriend don't mind it. It felt so wrong, it felt so right. Don't mean I'm in love tonight. I kissed a girl and I liked it. Yeah, she was a bit of a rotter.
Ah, delightful. That was Kevin Perry with I Kissed a Girl. I remember the first time I ever heard Kevin Perry. I was actually on the John, and at a moment my bowel movements were actually in time with the rhythm of the music. It was quite something. I can't remember what I had the night before that. It must have been some kind of ethnic curry. But my bowel movements, they almost acted as the percussion for the song, and I feel comfortable to say that Kevin and I really collaborated on that particular movement.
I kissed a girl and I liked it. Reckon I'll throw one up.
Dickhead!
Welcome back to the far fast and furious furor, I'm your host, Richard Head. I have with me today on the topic of teenage penile enhancement, known mostly throughout the community as teenile enhancement, plastic surgeon Professor Thaddeus Retrosmith. How are you?
Thank you very much for having me, Richard.
And Father John McCauley.
G'day, Dick.
I, of course, am your host, Richard Head. A plastic surgeon, Professor Thaddeus Retrosmith, what is your personal opinion, and not professional opinion, on the topic of teenile enhancements?
Well, for me, the fact is very simple. With the increase of sex in popular media, especially television, we're seeing more and more teenage genitals on television, and I personally am sick of seeing, you know, unenhanced, disgusting, natural peniles on television. And I feel it is my personal gift to the world to make them more visually appealing.
Yes. Father, your response to this?
Well, Richard, as a bishop in the Catholic Church, I feel as though any kind of body modification is against God's will. I feel as though teenagers need to learn to accept their bodies and learn to love themselves, not using their hands or a woman that they're not married to, before they can make any decisions about modifications.
Yes. And what about yourself, Father? Have you ever considered modification?
No, I have not. I must say I'm strongly against the idea personally and professionally. I believe that I have a spectacular penis, irrespective of size or shape, and I would not modify it or change it in any way.
Yes. Fair point. Professor, have you in fact seen Father John's penis?
I, like most of my field, have seen Father John's penis. I was looking at it before I came over, and while it is quite a remarkable and splendid penis, I think it lacks many of the technological enhancements which we take for granted today with enhanced penises.
Richard, I'd like to butt in if I may.
Sure.
And direct the listener to my website, www.fatherjohnsnaturalpenises.com, where grown adults can ethically view penises of men over the age of 20 and under the age of 6.
And am I correct in saying that you have a sign-up special going at the moment? Is that correct?
If you view 7 penises of 20 to 25-year-old men, you can get a viewing of a 6-year-old boy's penis for free.
Professor, how do you find the medical community has changed since the introduction of teenile enhancements?
Well, the medical community has become much more focused on aesthetics rather than, you know, just how healthy an operation is. Personally, I find the father's position on this completely ridiculous. Like, have you ever actually seen a teenager's penis up close? It's disgusting.
Personally, I've not. I've not taken a good long look at a teenager's penis for over 20 years of priesthood.
And you've been a priest for over 30 years, Father.
I feel as though God, with his vision and his splendor, has designed the teenage penis specifically for a purpose, and I don't think it's for man to interfere with that purpose.
Professor, what are your thoughts on this?
Look, if God is both omnipotent and omniscient, then that means he's looking at teenagers' penises all the time, and by enhancing them, we're really doing him a favor.
Father?
I feel as though God designed the teenage penis in his own image, as he did with all man, and I feel as though he would disagree with you on that point.
That's very interesting. We'll come back to this right after these messages.
Dickhead!
Get ready for a television event so powerful that it will sexually dominate your living room. We've scoured kitchens all over the globe to find contestants, and only the toughest will survive. How will the amateurs go against the professional, Master Chief?
Junior Master Chief!
Starring Gordon Ramsay.
I thought that covenant killing was pretty piss poor, actually. I wouldn't feed a dickin' like that to my aunt's rusty claptrap.
Well, I wanted to prepare the alien shooting with a side of whoop-ass, but I couldn't open the can.
You were trying to get whoop-ass from a flaming can?
All contestants enter the ring, but only one will destroy it.
Oh, I think I just destroyed my ring.
Junior Master Chief.
Dickhead Radio.
Welcome back, listeners, to the Fast and Furious Furore. Before the break, I was talking to plastic surgeon Professor Thaddeus Retrosmith and Father John McHoley. Before the ad break, I was talking to the father about teenage penile enhancements, or teenile enhancements as they're known throughout the community, and he was telling me that he believes that God created teenage penises in his own images. Professor Thaddeus Retrosmith, what do you think about this position?
I think it's absurd. While I don't believe that teenage penises were made in God's image, I do believe if you had enough teenage penises, you could make an image of God.
Blasphemy. God looks exactly like a teenage penis. In fact, 20 years ago when I last spied one, I thought to myself, I made a good decision to become a priest in the first place.
Is that because you were worshipping a being that looked like teenage penises?
Exactly like teenage penises.
And for the record, that is multiple teenage penises.
It was beautiful. I fell to the ground and I wept.
And so did it.
Father, you seem disturbed. What's happening?
Excuse me, I have to leave.
Jesus! It's good to see you, buddy! No, the interview went poorly. We must return at once to the church fortress!
Dinkhead!
Get ready for a television event so poignant that it will broadcast shockwaves through time of a magnitude that will rival the Holocaust.
We've scoured kitchens all over the globe to find contestants, and only the toughest will survive. Problem is, all the food is completely inedible. Blaster Chef! Starring Nigella Lawson.
Davo, on the construction site, you're a force to be reckoned with. But in here, I wouldn't feed plaster like that to my aunt's ticking scum bucket.
Well, I managed to prepare some plaster with a side of quick dry cement. But I couldn't open the can.
You were trying to get the cement from a flaming can?
All contestants enter the worksite, but only one will clock off.
Ow! I think I just destroyed my ring.
Master Chef!
Dinkhead!
Welcome, strangers, to the show. I'm the one who should be lying most of the nights out. Turn my back, heard the train come, stay right on the track. In the middle, in the middle, in the middle of the dream. I lost my shirt, I pawned my reins. I've done all the duck.
Every occasion at whatever time we feel like.
Welcome to Dickhead Radio Occasional News. I'm your host, John Connor.
And I'm Submarine Captain Nemo.
Ordinarily sized lizard attacks Tokyo City. American President Obama-rama called Japanese President Nissan Navara to offer nuclear support.
It was turmoil as usual in the Middle East today, as the resurrected zombie Bin Laden attacked the capital of Iran, the letter I.
A scientific study declares Dickhead Radio listeners to be the lowest common denominator. CEO of Dickhead Radio, Dick Hedison, declares science highest common stupid dominator.
The peace process in the Gaza Strip was interrupted once again when members of a Palestinian militia group cast a level 3 magic missile into Israel. Luckily, the local Israeli defense forces were able to ward off the attack with a lesser shield of plus 10 fire resistance.
Medical surgery on Netherlands-born Siamese twins successful. General surgeon Jurgen Knjergen commented, but was incomprehensible due to his double Dutch. Netherlands Prime Minister Knjergen Bejergen visited to celebrate the occasion and its significance to the local medical community, but stated that the surgery was all Dutch to him.
You are a nanny.
Dickhead Radio wins Academy Award for Best Animated Podcast and Loudest Silent Film. Upon receiving the award, Dickhead Radio CEO Dick Hedison declares the Academy Award's highest common stupid nominator.
Today in New Zealand, absolutely nothing happened.
More news at 6.
Dickhead Radio.
Dickhead!
This episode featured Tim Smith, Tom Hughes, and Dale Williams with Dale Williams on audio production. No explosions were harmed during the making of this podcast.